Good morning and welcome to this edition of A Public Affair with the Community Foundation on KGNU. I'm your host, Elvita Ramos, and my guests today are Joanne Curvis, Dr. Kathy Cusan, and Bill Obermeyer. Joanne has been the Executive Director of Arts Longmont since 2008 and has 20-plus years of experience in the arts, including with the Firehouse Arts Center and Art Walk Longmont. Dr. Cusan is a respected arts leader, advocate, and consultant for artists and arts organizations, and she's the co-founder of a Center for Musical Arts in Lafayette. She's served as the vice chair of the SCFD board, and she's currently the chair of the American Music Research Center Advisory Board at CU. Former brand consultant Bill Obermeyer has been executive director of the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder for just over 4 years, where he has overseen the renovation of the dairy and has been responsible for expanding the dairy's programming. We were just talking earlier, Bill, that you have changed the landscape of what the dairy's been doing in Boulder. So welcome and thank you for joining me today. Today we'll focus on arts and culture in Boulder County and the role of the arts. We are fortunate to live in an area rich with cultural offerings and with a thriving arts community, and where the arts play an important role in translating current issues for a broader audience. Witness Modus Theater's recent production of Do You Know Who I Am, which was held at the Dairy, with prominent law enforcement officials including District Attorney Stan Garnett and Sheriff Joe Pelley, speaking the roles written by undocumented young people. So let's talk a little bit today. Bill, I'm going to start with you. What's special in what you've seen about the arts and cultural sector of Boulder County compared to other areas you've lived in?
Well, Boulder is quite rich in the arts. If you look at the different number of different kinds of organizations, 10 theater companies, I think 20 vocal organizations, 7 symphony orchestras, it goes on and on. And the third highest concentration of artists per capita compared to any other city in the country except for L.A. and Santa Fe.
That's remarkable.
So it's a very rich community when it comes to the arts.
Kathy, I see you nodding. Can you want to add to that?
Yes, you stole one of my fun facts, but there's a couple of other ones that I think actually are, SCFD is responsible in a way. Boulder County is third in the nation in terms of people attending live performance events, and that's across the board, and also first in the nation in terms of people creating art, and that's really from someone who acts at the DCPA to someone who takes a class. So it's really just across the board. So we have a lot going on here.
Joanne, can you talk about some what's going on in Longmont? I know we've got a designated arts district in
Yes,
Longmont.
Yes, sir. Downtown Longmont is designated a creative district, and I think what I've seen, I mean, I've been in downtown Longmont for almost 18 years and watched the transformation. And I would say within the last 5 to 7 years, we've seen a greater influx of artists into the community. And so the creative district has really taken off. I think one thing that I really love about our art community in Longmont is how welcoming it is. I've lived as an artist in other communities and not been welcomed, but everyone's come in, you know, they're happy to work together, they're happy to show each other around, and I think that collaboration really benefits our community.
Kathy, would you say that's true of other parts of Boulder County as well?
I think so. Well, there's so much concentrated in the city of Boulder, but there's lots going on, you know, in the L towns, lots going on, and groups are working with each other to create art as well as do things like cross marketing, and people are talking to each other and working together all over the place.
Bill, you mentioned the Arts and Immigration Project, and that was one which involved many, many arts organizations and communities. What was the Dairy's role in that?
The Dairy's role, we produced, hosted an art show, an art gallery exhibit that was art done by immigrant artists and featuring the life stories of these immigrants. And then we took that on the road and took it to other parts of the county where it was on display in other parts of the county. We also did a music concert featuring displaced people, immigrants, which was pretty amazing. Showed films in our Bodecker Cinema and then hosted Modus Theater's play as well. So we kind of played a role in a variety of ways.
So there are many ways that the arts can impact people's thinking and react to what's happening in the culture socioeconomically. Kathy, do you want to speak to that at all?
Socioeconomically, I usually go to the SCFD when I think about this in terms of evening out the playing field. That source of funding is unique in the nation. We all pay one penny on $10 of sales tax, so it's about $18 per capita. So that funding stream goes to support 300 organizations in seven counties, and Boulder County, the tax has been reauthorized, so next year the amount that Boulder County receives will greatly increase. So
let's talk about funding then. You know, I keep hearing that there's a lot of concerns at the national level as well as, you know, trickling down to the local level about what's happening with funding, and particularly looking at maybe some significant cuts in funding coming from the national level. What are you thinking about that, Kathy? What have you been hearing?
Well, I hear a lot of fear out there. People are really concerned because if we do lose the National Endowment for the Arts, that immediately cancels Colorado Creative Industries, which is completely funded, almost completely funded by NEA. So people are worried. Organizations are concerned and looking for other sources of funding, and there's so much going on in Boulder County that there aren't a lot of sources besides those.
Joanne, I see you nodding. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, when we talk about SCFD funding, I always tell the community that it's such a rare thing to have general operating support for the arts. I mean, there's not many between the foundations and SCFD. And I think what we're kind of hearing is you're talking about the fear, but I think it takes up a lot of time, you know, and so it's easy to get distracted with, you know, we're constantly raising money and constantly looking for new sources. And then when you have, you know, this fear of losing the National Endowment for the Arts, then your time gets shifted, you know, to advocacy work and trying to make sure that those things don't go away, keeping people informed. And we've had one funder that we've approached for support and with concerns of how things are going to change for different social issues. They have pulled back from the arts because they are concerned about other issues that they're going to need to direct their money to. So I think we're already seeing it happen. And it makes me as a director and my board nervous. And then the community, you know, it puts everybody on edge.
Would you say that's true, particularly of some of the smaller arts groups with whom you work, with which you work? Or?
You know, I haven't had the discussion with some of the smaller organizations. I think, you know, everybody's always working on that funding, you know, and it's just a constant change, you know, bringing in new funders, maintaining the ones you have. But I think every time there's this kind of shift and people get rattled, then, you know, everybody kind of reevaluates where are they going to give their money and how are they going to do it. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on the organizations.
Bill, the Dairy not only fundraises for itself, but you also are host to many other smaller groups. Can you speak a little bit about any concerns of funding that you see?
Well, you know, you talk about the Dairy. There's over 300 organizations that use the Dairy during the year, rent space there, perform there, et cetera. My big concern about the funding of the arts, I mean, besides our own, which is, as you say, always there. Kathy mentioned the decline of CCI if NEA goes away. What that really, the big impact there is not going to be so much on us or even the organizations that perform at the Dairy, but on the rural communities and outlying communities and the underserved areas of the state. They are really going to take a hit. And what do they do? Because somebody said not too long ago, what I really like, the quote, the arts are the soul of a community. So if you take away the soul, I mean, that's really bad. And I think the competition, as she mentioned, is just going to increase for all of us. But it's really going to have a bigger impact, I think, in the rural areas.
Kathy, you were nodding emphatically.
Yeah. Yes, actually, you know, Julie Andrews came here several years ago to do a commencement speech at CU Boulder. And
can you tell
us
who she is?
Pardon me?
Who was that again?
Julie Andrews.
Thank you.
The Julie Andrews. And one of the first things she said was that the arts are the best common denominator for doing good in the world. So that, to me, is so true. It's so true, and I quote her all the time. Because if you look around, that is a positive. People are realizing that we need the arts. They are the soul of the community. We cannot live, really, in healthy ways without that creative self-expression.
Talk a little bit. We had a radio show last month about affordable housing. And one of the things we touched on was the impact that could have on artists. And being able to afford to live here in Boulder County. Joanne, you're nodding. What can you say about that?
It's a conversation we've had in the Creative District. You know, we have this designation of a certain the downtown area, and it's getting to be unaffordable to have a studio space. Even as an organization like Arts Longmont, we have our gallery, but our rents continue to go up. It's our most expensive program. We don't want to not be on Main Street, but it's a challenge to try and raise that money when we know the rents are going to go up, that we don't have space for studios. And we've consistently talked about it. The downtown Longmont just went through a major strategic planning process, and that was one of the topics, was how do we provide affordable housing and making sure that the businesses, the local businesses that want to start there, can start there.
So we can keep that soul alive,
yes,
in our community. So we're looking perhaps at some cuts in federal funding. We're looking at a big impact perhaps on art, not only arts studios, but residences as well for artists in our county because of the cost of housing for everybody. Bill, what would you add to that?
So I just wanted to say that, to kind of bring that full circle, if you think about funding for the arts and what artists and arts organizations can afford, the Dairy, after its major renovation, is a fabulous facility. But you know what? We can't rent those theaters for what it costs us to maintain them. So we underwrite, basically, the performers that perform there, because if we up the rent, they can't afford to be there. So you got to subsidize the arts organizations and the artists. So then we're trying to raise money to do that. They're trying to raise money to exist. It really is a community issue where somebody has to really champion the arts as the soul of the community and say, let's get out there and really support it.
So I want to take just a minute and thank our listeners for tuning into KGNU's A Public Affair this morning. I'm Elvira Ramos, Vice President of Programs and Inclusive Leadership with the Community Foundation, Boulder County. My guests today are Joanne Curvis, Longmont Council for the Arts, Dr. Kathy Cusan, an arts consultant and a leader in the local arts community, and Bill Obermeyer, the Dairy Center's Executive Director. We're talking this morning about the arts in Boulder County and the impact of the arts community on the quality of our community. Kathy, do you want to add a little bit to the conversation we were just talking about in terms of funding issues? Or is there anything you would add?
Yes, I work with a lot of boards, especially for the very small organizations. And I would advocate, I think, for a little more education out there. People volunteer to be on boards because they love the arts and they love whatever particular art this group is doing. And there's sort of this assumption that we can just go out and get corporate funding, and that's actually completely changed landscape-wise since the recession. That's not really happening so much anymore. Gosh, there's just so many other outlets, I think, that people need to learn about in terms of raising money and doing advocacy.
So that leads me to my next question. How can folks in the community who care about the arts, who care about a strong artistic and cultural community, what can they do to support the work that you're doing, the work that other artists do? Joanne?
Give your time, give your money. I think we're constantly trying to build our individual base, and we know the community supports our events because they're there. We see them, and we need them to support in a financial way as well, and with their time. So I think that's one way the community can ensure that no matter what's going on at the federal level or, you know, the lack of funding, if it goes away, if our community supports it with their own dollars. And I always say, when I'm asking for money, I'll take a dollar, I'll take a million. Anything in between, I'm still waiting on my million. Arts Longmont, 356 Main Street. I know it's out there. I mean, I know our community, I know Boulder County can support what we do. I mean, the money is there, and it's really connecting with the people. And if they believe it is the arts are the soul of the community, that they support it as well.
Bill, what do you want to say about that?
Yeah, I totally reinforce that. It's interesting when I think about it, if you're living in New York, I often say this, the arts are just a way of life. They're part of what you do and who you are, and you don't think about having to support them with something extra. You just naturally support them, and a big way you support them is by participating in them. But here, it's the arts seem to be talked about separate from life. Well, I can support this, or I can do that, or I can support the arts. And we just need to integrate the arts and realize the arts are here every day. They're part of us. You think about creative industries, the creative organizations that are here are part of our society, part of our economics. So being more willing to support them and participate in them, I think, is really key.
Can you say a little bit more about the arts are here, they're part of our community? How do we see the arts being a part of our community?
Well, if you think about, like I said, all the organizations. I went to Boulder Bach Festival yesterday and huge turnout. And there's a whole different kind of music. And then you think about the jazz that sells out. You think about performances. Think about movies. The Boulder Theater. No matter where you go, there's something happening that's arts-related. And it's all around us. And sometimes we tend to think that the arts are somehow aloof, and they're really not.
I think that comment that people tend to see the arts as distinct and separate. Kathy, you're smiling. What would you say to that?
I would say to anyone listening who's kind of puzzled about this is just to go and experience it. Actually, walk into the Dairy. The Dairy is an art gallery. You can hear music. You can see art on the walls. You can wander into the Arts Longmont Gallery. And there is something happening all the time. Go into the Center for Musical Arts and hear little flute players or a quartet rehearsing on stage. There's just something about being immersing yourself in that experience that will change you.
Joanne, go ahead.
And I just wanted to add, you know, I think showing people how arts are a connector can possibly help with that notion of like, well, you know, I always say we have to feed the poor and, you know, get rid of homelessness and get rid of, you know, all hungry people, and then we'll take care of the arts. But I think the arts are a part of all of that because it's a part of expression. You know, it brings together communities, especially now when there's such political divisiveness in our community. Like, that's where you can see the arts. Like, you know, I know who supports us, and I know they come from both sides, all sides, different sides. But when it comes to coming to a show or a concert or a gallery show, that's not why they're there. They're there to experience the arts. And if we can use that as a way to show them that the arts are a part of everyday life, and if it goes away, I mean, I've always had the notion I would love to see, like, you know, just not have any art for one day. No music, nothing on the walls. Like, people would not know what to do with themselves. And so I think they really need to understand how the arts are a part of our everyday lives.
I want to talk a little bit more about what you just brought up. In terms of the role of the arts, you know, we started talking initially just about the Modus Theater presentation. What is the role in a really changing environment like this one is, sociopolitically, economically? What do you think is the role of the arts? Kathy, you're nodding. What do you think about that in general?
I think the arts is a great, it levels the playing field. So I was working with the Youth Symphony Board yesterday in Denver, and they have about 40% racial and ethnic diversity. They support anyone who wants to play. They will pay tuition. They will, and no one is turned away. They had a giant thing up on the whiteboard, of course. No one has ever been turned away from this organization. So you might have a Cherry Creek kid sitting next to a kid who's completely on scholarship playing the violin. And it just levels the field.
How do you see that? Oh, Bill, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, we're talking about, do you give to the arts or do you give to human services? And my thing is, the arts are a human service.
Yes.
You can't really separate them. And if you think about the kids from Title I schools who come to the Kids of the Dairy program and learn a whole new possibilities for themselves, that's a human service. You think about Modus Theater, Do You Know Who I Am? Performance that raises the awareness of what it feels like to be an immigrant. Oh, man, that's a human service, because it does change lives. It changes how people receive each other, and that's huge.
Kathy, you're nodding. Go on,
oh,
please.
I think you've got to put that in grant applications forever. I mean, absolutely, because I'm going to quote you. The arts are a human service. Absolutely.
Joanne?
Yeah, and I think in leveling the playing field and connecting, our Longmont, we have, I think, the fourth in the nation's Day of the Dead celebration. And each year it's expanded to different parts of the community. This year they're working on a Gigantes parade that will lead up to they do a ball. Completely forgot the name of it.
The Katrina Ball.
Katrina Ball. And, you know, so there's a lot of different ways, and I see different community members, you know, finding a place and coming in, and the parade is coming together because some community members said, we want to do this. And so I think that's, you know, another way to connect and constantly bringing in different players and participants.
So say some more then about what any of our listeners can do to support the work that you're doing, the work of the arts in general in Boulder County. What can we do here in our community?
Support us. I think, like I said, you know, go to artslongmont.org and find out what kind of volunteer opportunities we have. Find out how you can become an individual donor, or how maybe your business can become a sponsor, or if you work for a corporation that does matching giving. I mean, there's so many different ways, and some that may seem like not very big, but every piece. I mean, we rely on over 435 volunteers every year to put on 8 programs. We can't do it on 3 part-time staff. Not possible. So I think there's so many ways to get involved.
I talked about it a while ago. I used the word champion, a champion for the arts. But if everybody who participates in the arts, who values the arts, becomes a champion, that really multiplies things. And what I mean by that, if you support the dairy, why not tell a friend? Do a challenge. Say, you know, I'm supporting the dairy. I think you ought to, too, or I challenge you to, too. Do a bunch of individual challenge grants, almost. But it can be contagious if people start to express why they value the arts so that other people start to value that as well, and why they support the arts, that can make a difference.
What about the threats to federal funding cuts? What about those kinds of things? How can our communities support the arts?
I would go straight back to experience. We have this thing in our culture about you have to be good at something. You have to be good at the arts. You have to win American Idol. And that's not going to happen. That's not really true. If you go and experience the arts for yourself, it's about your own personal connection with it. So I think changing that culture a little bit is something that will help.
Any closing comments from anyone? We've got
I'm just going to make one last comment. If I think about performances like Third Law Dance, when they did their performance called The Sea, really raising the awareness of humanity's work with and relationship with the sea, and especially whaling, etc. Very dramatic. What a great social comment. Anybody who saw that could not leave without having a greater sense of an environmental responsibility. That's the power of the arts, and that's why people ought to go to whatever website is their favorite performing organization and generously support it.
If you wake up in the morning and you take 5 or 10 minutes and do your own creative practice, you will be out there, I think, experience other arts things.
And I think speak up and tell people why you value the arts and why the arts are important. So they just can't go away. I mean, if everybody, you know, like challenges each other to say why they love the arts and why they should support the arts, I think that makes for a stronger community.
So keep the conversation strong.
Yes.
You know, volunteer, support financially, and start going to everything. Even if you've never been before, just step out of that box and maybe experience an art form that you haven't experienced before, like the Third Law Dance. That sounds fascinating. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Beth? Okay. Well, thank you so much. Our guests today have been Joanne Curvis, Dr. Kathy Cusson, and Bill Obermeyer. Joanne, Kathy, Bill, thank you so much for joining me today. You've been listening to the Community Foundations program on KGNU's A Public Affair. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here on KGNU each month, where we'll cover timely topics of interest to our community. And we continue to highlight the great work of our grantees. So keep an eye out for signs and ads, and say thanks to those folks working with us to make Boulder County a better place for all of us. And say a special thanks this month to arts organizations. Thank you so much.